Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Thursday, and maybe you're enjoying a snowy day at home. It is snowing here in the Northern Virginia area, and a lot of you teenagers are at home enjoying some time, maybe to yourself. Maybe you're reading a book. I encourage you to do something constructive, but enjoy the snow. Hey, let's go ahead and notice our memory verse that we are kicking off here on this Thursday morning, Psalm 42 and verse 1. I love this verse. And you know, we may have had it maybe a couple years ago as a memory verse, a weekly memory verse, but I'm bringing it back out because we're getting ready to do a very special study in the book of Psalms here up and coming. But Psalm 42 and verse 1, when I think of the Psalms, I often think of this verse, Psalm 42 verse 1, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Such a poetic statement, and yet so expressive and filled with, just a heart that is beating for the Lord. And that's how our heart should be. Psalm 42, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Let's go ahead and go to our passage of scripture today that we're going to be looking at, and we're still in the book of Acts, but Acts chapter 27 is a special one, and we'll see the verse here that I noticed during my Bible study. I encourage you to go read chapter 27 on your own accord, but let's go ahead and look at verse 3. The Bible says, "And the next day we touched at Sidon, and Julius courteously entreated Paul, and gave him liberty to go unto his friends to refresh himself." Now, to me, this is one of the most fascinating things about this whole story and the route that now the Apostle Paul is traveling. But to back up a second, chapter 27 opens with Paul being sent by Festus to Rome, where he will now go before the emperor. And he's going to travel as a prisoner by boat, as this would have been the fastest route in that day. And as they begin their journey, they port at Sidon, where I believe nothing short of a miracle takes place here. It's not the shipwreck that you'll read about here in the coming chapter or so. It's not the snake bite that Paul would receive, although that was a miracle that he was not harmed in that way. But this was something that just literally jumped off the page to me. And in this chapter 27, verse 3, we're told that Paul was allowed, after arriving at Sidon, he's a prisoner, mind you, to go to his friends while they were in port. Now, as you're reading this, there's no indication either that Festus or anybody else accompanies Paul as he goes and he meets his friends. Now, I thought Paul was a prisoner. Now, isn't he going to Rome to be tried for these perceived crimes? Isn't he someone who was perceived as dangerous? And yet, here he is being allowed to go. Amazing to me. Allowed to go. He's able to spend time with his friends. And the Bible says that he was refreshed in doing so. And so it's just so neat. I believe that Paul was in need of refreshment. And the Lord gave him exactly what he needed. By all indication, again, after he was done, he returned to the ship, and they set sail again as a prisoner under the care of this Julius, right? So, on multiple levels, this is really neat. Paul could have after been giving his freedom here for just, you know, we're not told how long it was, but he could have certainly just bypassed the friends and kept going. I mean, he could have just, hey, you know what? I'm going to live out my days in solitude and in secret and go to a place where they will never find me. He could have taken advantage of this situation, but he doesn't. He simply was allowed to do what he asked to do. And I believe that this Julius, I believe that he thought and fully expected Paul to keep his word. Paul was that type of person. And even in the brief time that Paul would have gotten to know Julius, Julius gives him the freedom to go. And I fully believe that he expected Paul to return because of the type of person Paul was. Paul knew that his life was not in the hands of these Roman guards. It was not in the hands of who will later go to the emperor to be tried. It was really not those people who were controlling his life. He was in the palm of the Lord's hand, and nothing was going to change that. And he knew the direction that he needed to go, and so he would later go back. And he would be tried in Rome later on, but he would board this ship. He didn't use it as a chance to run or anything like that. He's focused on the Lord's will. And yet God so graciously, miraculously allows him to be in a place where he's able to go and be refreshed by his friends. Paul had a need in his life. God miraculously met that need, made a way for him to be refreshed. And God can meet your need today, teenager. Whatever that need is, God can meet it. He most certainly can. He is not bound by the things that man or flesh are bound by. God is all powerful. He's all knowing. He can meet whatever need that we have. What a blessing that is. Let's go ahead and notice our teenager of the day. We're praying for Josiah. Take some time and pray for him on this snowy Thursday. And I know that he'd appreciate it. All right. Listen, thanks for joining us. If you haven't listened to our previous Saturday sit downs, I encourage you to go find one of those. We've done numerous episodes with different folks. Go listen to something. You might learn something today. Okay. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.